Amen.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣基督圣名，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, may peace be with you all.
我在 Warren Park 应该是很熟的一个教会。
This is a church that I'm very familiar with.
我在这里住过好几个月。
Because I have lived here for several months.
那从还没有伯恩教会，我已经到约曼提教会了。
And before there was a Baldwin Park Church, I went to the El Monte Church.
那这里在买教会啊什么，我都这当中都有听到很好的见证。
And during the process of buying a new church, moving the church, I have heard many wonderful testimonies.
我们人生有很多时候会说，哎呀，怎么会？没有料到。
And there are many unexpected moments in one's life.
我虽然有好几年没来这里，但是我今年呢，我在台湾总会吃饭的时候，哎，这个青年我从小就认识。
And although I have not been to this church for several years, but when I was having lunch at the General Assembly in Taiwan, I met a young man whom I have known since he was young.
我说没想到，不料在这里遇到你。
And it was unexpected that I ran into him.
啊，我们也有俗话说，天有不测风云，人有旦夕祸福。
And there's a Chinese proverb that says that the weather in the heavens cannot be predicted accurately, and in one's life there comes fortune and calamity just as the weather.
这就是告诉我们，人活在时间空间的限定之下。的无能也无奈。
And this proverb describes our limitations because of our existence in this dimension of time and space.
如果平常生活的不料，有时候是一个惊奇，有时候是喜乐的。
And the unexpected things that happens in our lives could be something that makes us happy.Or something that surprises us.
但是有时候如果遇到 不测的有祸的事情，你遇多了很多的不料，那你就会叹息了。
And other times we may run into some unexpected accidents or calamities, and that will bring us sadness.
上礼的诗我们常唱嘛。打算将有好处，又遇煎熬地步，应该是不好的吧。
And during the funerals, we often sing a hymn that sings that we have plans to do good things, but yet our plans were cut short.
那我们被神拣选的人呢
？And for those of us who have been selected by God,
我们也会遇到不料吗？
Will we encounter these unexpected events as well?
我们来看一节圣经。
Let's turn to a verse.
罗马书第八章。
Romans.
罗马书八章二十九节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 29.
在保罗讲过了得救的正路之后。
Romans chapter 8, verse 29. After Paul.Had decided to walk in the path of the Lord.
他最后做一个结论。
He made a conclusion at the end.
因为接下来31节到38节就是一个颂歌。
Because from verse 31 to verse 38, this is a praise.
这个颂歌他讲出他内心对神的救恩的一个赞叹。
And this passage describes Paul's heart, his praise,toward God's salvation.
那对我们选民来说呢?
And as for us, God's chosen people,
神在我们一生是决定性的。
God is someone whom we can absolutely depend upon in our lives.
29节、30节这里保罗把它归纳成五大点。
And from verse 29 through 30, Paul has broken this down into 5 points.
也是五大步骤。
Or 5 steps.
首先呢，他预先知道我们。
First of all, God foreknew us.
接下来再把我们预先定下来效法耶稣。
And he predestined us to be conformed to the likeness of Jesus Christ.
三十节被所预定的人他们又把他招来。
And in verse 30, it says that those who he predestined, he also called upon.
被招来的人他称他为义。
And those he called, he also justified.
那称为义的人又他叫他们得荣耀。
And those he justified, he also glorified.
所以我们一生是在神的手中。
So we know our lives are in the hands of God.
从预先知道。
From our predestination.
预先知道。
Excuse me, our God's ability to, God's foreknowing.
一直到得荣耀。
Until we are glorified.
神预先知道我们的时候我们还不存在啊。
When God foreknew our existence, we weren't even born yet.
神预先定下我们的时候我们还不晓在哪里啊。
When God predestined our lives, we don't even know where we were.
神召我们的时候你知道吗？
When God called upon us, are we aware of this?
我们知道的是什么？
What are we aware of?
我们被称义啦。
We are aware that we are called righteous.
你接受这个信仰啦。
And we have come to receive this salvation.
你接受洗礼赦罪啦，这就是称义的时候。
We have received God's baptism so that we can be justified.
那以后我们会得荣耀。
And in the future we can be glorified.
这是我们一个基督徒的路。
This is the path of a Christian.
特别是我们真耶稣教会信徒被选召来的，你我，我们现在正在这个路上。
And especially for us True Jesus Church members, you and I are both walking on this five-step process.
但是在这个路上的时候，你有很多不料啊。
But we know that in this journey, there are many unexpected things that could happen.
因为你还在时空之下。
Because we are limited.By time and space.
所以才有第28节的说凡事互相效力。
And that is why in verse 28 it says that, and we know that in all things God's work for the good of those who love him.
从自然律来讲的话万有都在互相影响的。
So we know that since the beginning of time, all things work and influence one another.
这就是无论从哲学物理来讲的话，就是因果律啦。世界都是在因果律之下。
And from a philosophical or a scientific point of view, this is cause and effect. Everything has a cause and effect.
所以有人用纯思想来讲啦，你在太平洋，在台湾的太平洋岸拨一个水。美系这边也受影响了。
So, someone will use this analogy. For example, on the other side of the Pacific, if you splash the water of the Pacific Ocean over in Asia, technically speaking, the water over here in the U.S. would eventually be affected as well.
这个世界互相影响的。
So, everything in this world affects one another.
对我们来讲，有一些事情是不料的。
And for us, some things are unexpected.
但是刚刚我们看到，我们已经在这个神的五个大步骤救赎当中了。
But we have just read that we are already a part of this five-step process of God's salvation.
我们的生命一直在基督里面，在神的里手中啊。
We live in Christ, and our lives are in the hands of God.
万事互相效力。
And all things work.For one another.
世界上人因为有时候经济不好让这个人发达，有时候经济不好让这个人破产。
We see
互相效力。
In today's world, some people become rich because the economy collapsed. Some people were very wealthy and they became very poor because the economy collapsed.
时势造英雄。
And crisis, chaos often presents opportunities.For those who can seize upon it.
再反过来，英雄创造时代。
And on the other hand, those who are able to take advantage of such opportunities, they have the ability to shape the destiny of the world.
万事互相效力。
So everything works together.
有万事互相效力，有时候叫人死，有时候叫人活，有时候叫人升高，有人叫人失败。
And all things work together for some to die, for some to live, for some to rise, for some to fall.
但对我们这些在神手中的人呢？
As for us, our lives are in the hands of God.
保罗告诉你们个秘密。
Paul tells us a secret.
这是公开的。
And this is an open secret.
只要你爱神。
He says, as long as you love God,
只要你爱神,
as long as you love God,
你就得到益处了。
You will receive God's blessings.
不管这个不料是好的不料还是不，你感觉说怎么遇祸了？世人所讲的。
And regardless of whether this unexpected event appears to be good or appears to be a fortunate one or a misfortunate one.
那我们现在从圣经来看几个人他们的不料。
So let's look at some examples from the Bible.
其实在圣经里面你把这个不料找一找，很多人在信仰生活里面常常遇到不料不料不料。
And if we study the Bible, we'll discover that there are many examples in the Bible where people's lives are filled with unpredictable events.
我们看几个 很有名的一个事件。
And we're going to look at somefamous examples from the Bible.
第一个我们先来看亚伯拉罕的故事。
Let's first turn to the story of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕他本来跟你我以前一样，他是不信神也不认识神的一个外邦人。
And Abraham, was just like you and I, a Gentile who did not know anything about God.
但是神特别拣选他。
And then God, decided to choose him.
让他断绝一切的过去。
And God asked him to make a break with his past.
但是他的信仰生活也是上上下下的。
But we know that his faith, rose and fell, rose and fell.
他是凭着信心出来。
And he came out relying on his faith.
用很大的气节性把以前完全割断的信心走出他的故乡。
And he was able to give up everything he had, before that and simply walk out.
但是他走出来不多久就陷到烂泥里面了，陷到埃及里面去了。
And however, not long after he walked out of his past, he immediately fell into another quicksand, the quicksand of Egypt.
如果神不出手的话，他太太被人家被法老拿去当太太了。他虽然得了很多的财产呢，这时候我每次想到这里就不晓得怎么样讲下去了。
And if God did not intervene, his wife would have been taken away from him by the Egyptians.
这时候你要说感谢神还是要赶撒旦呢？
And despite of the fact that he had gained a lot of assets, he had a lot of money. And what would you do? Would you thank God or would you thank Satan at that moment?
你想你隔壁那个太太人家抓去了，那人家送你一千亿美金，你得到一千亿美金。他有保住生命，你是要感谢主呢，还是要赶撒旦？
And imagine if someone is about to take your wife away and give you $1 billion or $10 billion, would you thank the Lord or would you thank Satan for that?
这时候他收到这些礼物，一直放在心上放不下去，不晓得拿还是。这时候你说吗？感谢主哇，小命一条保住，又得到额外的丰盛的那个什么财产。啊、你的太太呢?
And we can imagine how he must have felt. On the one hand, he saved his life. He could get all this money, all this wealth. But should he thank God for that? His wife was taken away from him.
完全神的恩典让他度过的。
But it was the grace of God that helped him steer clear of this calamity.
神就修理法老。
And God actually punished Pharaoh.Pharaoh said, I did not know.
我们看他信仰是上下上下。
And his faith was up and down, up and down.
信仰落的时候，你看，找了个下家来，结果乱到现在。
And when Abraham's faith was weak, he brought Haggai into the family. And that caused a lot of problems until today.
本来是他们家的事啊，现在变成世界的事，到现在我们还可以看得到。
And originally, this was a family problem of Abraham's family, but now this problem is the problem of the world.
So in Abraham's life, we can still see it.
So throughout Abraham's life, we can see many unexpected things happen. But those who are in the whose destinies are in the hands of God,
神所保守的人,
those who are protected by God,
不自己跑出神的国外的人,
and those who dare not to venture out of God's kingdom,
像亚伯兰到最后啦, 我们看24章,
for example, Abraham at the end of his life,
我们熟悉的故事,
let's turn to chapter 22.
这些事以后,
and this is what happened in the future.
不是这些事以后, 22章第一节,
verse 22, chapter 22, verse 1. Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. 就是, here says, sometime later,
就是这些事情都过去了,
after all these things happened,
最后的考试,
there was a final test.
神要试验亚伯兰,
God wanted to test Abraham.
圣经这样写, 亚伯兰知不知道?
And it says, the Bible says that does Abraham know?
不是, 这边圣经写着说, 神要试验亚伯拉罕,
the Bible says God wanted to test Abraham.
亚伯拉罕知不知道说这件事情是神要试验他的?
And did Abraham know that God wanted to test him?
不知道啊, 神没有说, 来, 我要考试好, 你坐好, 啊,
no, he was not aware.
几点几分几秒, 在哪个地方, 啊, 坐, 坐下啊,
Abraham was not aware that this was a test of his faith.
没有啊,
no.
只是圣经说, 下, 是让你知道说, 下面是神的考验,
but the Bible tells us that, yes, this is a test. God's test to Abraham.
但是神没有说, 我要跟, 我要试验你啊, 没有。
But God did not tell Abraham, I'm going to test you.
嗯, 这些事情我们知道, 就是他要把他所爱的, 唯一的, 所, 嗯, 这个孩子, 神要。
And the test, of course, was for Abraham to sacrifice his one and only son.
好, 第二节神说, 你的儿子。
Verse 2 says, take your son, your only son.
在当时, 儿子就是传承的主要的人。
And at the time, the son is the one who is destined to inherit the assets. And it wasn't like Abraham had 10 sons and God wanted him to offer one son.
神也知道是你那个独生的儿子。
God knew that that was Abraham's only son.
好, 如果这个是独生儿子, 让你气死了那个儿子, 你也说啊, 算了, 神要就给他, 反正他也要把我气死啊。
And if God was the, if this was the only son, it would be very difficult for you to offer him to God.
神说, 你所爱的。
And here God says, the one you love.
神都知道,
God knows.
独生的, 你所爱的。
God knows that your son, this was his son, his only son, whom he loved.
在当时就等于他的命啊。
And God was he was waiting for God's order.
亚伯兰没有讲一句话。
Abraham did not say a word.
嗯, 很早就起来了。
He got up early in the morning.
他不是慢吞吞的,
and he did not delay.
这个时候他没有想很多。
He didn't think a lot.
神要就给你。
He knew what God wanted him to do.
跟孩子走了。
He went with his son.
三天没有讲话。
They did not talk for 3 days.
圣经没有记载他们讲什么话吗?
The Bible did not say, did not record anything of their conversations.
但是我们知道他们是很和谐的。
But we know that they were at peace.
嗯,第六节,
verse 6.
我们看他们两个人同行, 父子同行。
Now here we see that the son, father and son, they walked together.
第八节的最后也是两个人同行。
And in verse 8 says that again they went together.
父子同行, 前后好像给框框框住了非常感人, 并且也让人吹心肝的父子的对话。
And here is a dialogue between the father and son.
父亲知道会发生什么事情。
The father knew what was about to happen.
儿子不知道。
The son did not.
儿子很直接的就问了，照平常的规矩，哎，火柴都有了。
And the father, the son then naturally asked the father, "Okay, we have all the wood and all the the."
那燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢
？But where is the lamb to be sacrificed?、
这时候爸爸的心已经是刺透的。
And of course, we know that the father's heart must have been very heavy.
从人间感情来讲。
And from
a
human perspective, he must have been struggling inside.
但是他在神的手中。
But he knew his destiny was in the hands of God.
他完全相信任神。
And he trusted God fully.
他相信神能够从死让他复活。
He knew, he believed that God can rise his son from the dead.
纵然不复活，他也要把他献上。
And even if God would not raise his son from the from death.
对神的信任的最高峰。
So he was still going to offer his son regardless. This is the apex of one's faith.
就好像信仰三勇士他们在火炉里面。
And just as the friends of three friends of Daniel, they were able to walk in the furnace.
神会救我们。
They believed God will save them.
既或不然，如果神不救了我们。也会进去的，也会我们也不会败的。
Even if God was not going to save us, we would still be willing to enter into the fire.
要不然就是这样子的。
And this is the faith that Abraham had.
他们两个在对话。
This was their dialogue.
是多么的温馨，父子的对话。
And this is a dialogue between a father and son.
他爸爸说：“我儿，神被自己预备做那个燔祭的羊羔。”
And the father said, I have prepared a lamb to be sacrificed.
其实神预备的就是你呀。
And actually, the sacrificial lamb is you.
世界没有一个人能够当爸爸能够拿起刀来杀孩子的。
I think it is hard in this world for a father to pick up a knife to kill his own son.
他们到了真是把他绑起来把他放在柴上。
He tied up his son,And he laid his son on the firewood.
在这里只有动作，没有描写他们在讲什么。
And here the Bible only talked about the action, but not of any words or dialogue that took place.
不然真的伸手拿刀来要杀他的儿子。
And Abraham reached out for the knife, and he was about to slay his son.
有人说看到这一幕的眼睛会瞎，看不下去。
And some people would say that they dared not to imagine this scene.
听到这个消息，耳朵会聋啊。
And when they hear of this type of news, they will be shocked.
这是人间不可能的事情。
And this is a type of thing that is abhorred by humanity.
但是这件事情发生了。
But indeed, it is about to happen.
因为两个都在神的手里。
Because both of them are in the hands of God.
两个都照神的旨意来做。
Because both people had followed, obeyed,The commandment of God.
就在这个时候。
And at that moment,
第十一节，天上有声音下来。
In verse 11, it says, the Lord called out to them from the heavens.
说不可下手，不可害他。
And here says, do not lay a hand on the boy, do not do anything to him.
神说你是敬畏神的。
Now I know that you fear God.
你没有留下什么不给我的。
Because you have not withheld from me.Your son.
得到天上的印证之后
And after Abraham had been confirmed by the voice in heaven,
我们看十三节
verse 13,
二十二章十三节
chapter 22, verse 13,
亚伯兰举目观看
Abraham looked up.
亚伯兰一生常常在这之前，他常举目观看的
And we know before this event, Abraham often looked up.
最有名就是十五章。罗德分开之后，神叫他要举目观看。
And after he had split up from Lot, and God asked Abraham to look up.
我们正常人都是平视。
And
就是平平的看。
Normally we would just look ahead.
如果你走路看天的话，台湾话天天看天，你常常会撞到柱子。
And if we walk around and by looking up, most likely we're going to run into a pole or something.
那是哲学家的动作。
And that is actually something that a philosopher would do.
如果你只是看脚下，那就是捡钱人的故事。
And if we look down on the ground, then perhaps we're looking for some lost cash or money, trying to pick up.
看天看地，你都不会看到人的。
So if we look up or look down, we cannot see people.
这时候，亚伯兰举目观看了。
But we know that Abraham looked up.
结果是不料。
And unexpectedly,
他看见一只公羊。
He saw a ram.
所以这个不料。在他以前的动作就归于零了。
And this unexpected event essentially undid the effect of his previous actions.
孩子也不用奉献了。
He no longer had to offer his son.
因为已经奉献了。
Because he had already made that offering.
这个时候亚伯拉罕一生就到此结束。
And Abraham's life could have ended there.
在神的生命里面已经完成了。
And in God's plan, his life had been complete.
接下来，神在神的祝福或是神的应许当中出现了那个很不平常的动作。
And what followed in God's blessing, and God's promise, something.A rare occurred.
十六节这边记着什么呢
？In verse 16, it says,
神说：“我便指着自己起誓说。”
Here it says, Here God says, I swear by myself, declares the Lord.
这是不寻常的。你算算看，神有几次这样子
？This is extremely unusual.And you can probably count how many times this happened in the Bible.
希伯来书有重新对这个做一个诠释。
And in the book of Hebrews, this passage was once again discussed.
再没有比神更大的。
We know that there is no one else greater than God.
因为启示都是指比自己有保障的嘛，哈，来启示。
Because when we swear, we would swear to something that is much greater or much powerful.
再没有比神更大，说神指着自己起誓，神就是自己的保证人。如果你要去借钱，银行你说要有保证人，说我就是自己的保证人，通吗
？So we swear by something. Usually, the swearing means a form of guarantee, something more secure. So if we go to the bank and try to borrow money, and we tell the banker.I'm going to use myself as the guarantor. I swear by myself. Do you think you'll get the loan?
经过这个不料之后
After this unexpected event,
接下来你看整个的亚伯兰故事就结束了
We see that the story of Abraham ended.
23章他太太去世
In verse 23, his wife passed away.
24章他小孩娶太太
In verse 24, his child marries.
一个很长的叙述
，and a very long passage describing that process，
也就是生命的交接
，and we see the generation the change，
信仰生活的交接
，we see a this is a transition of faith and spiritual living。
小学唱唱嘛，功课完毕就要回家了
，and after we finish the homework。We go home, and that's what elementary school students do.
接下来他就回去了。其实他还活很久啊。
And in verse,
好几年啊，又生了好几个小孩啊，但是这都没有什么值得提的。
In chapter 25, it says Abraham passed away. Actually, Abraham went on to live for many years, and he had many more sons after that.
亚伯拉罕的不料。
But they're not worth mentioning.His life, as far as the Bible is concerned, ended with this story. And this is an unexpected event during that time. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 2. Exodus chapter 2. This is the story of Moses. Exodus chapter
2.
Exodus chapter 2. This is
三章三节
Chapter 3, verse 3.
在这里第二节 我们看到他照平常的日子去放羊啊。
In chapter 3 verse 2, here describes Moses went to the desert just as he normally would do.
但是他看到什么？
But what did he see?
一样摩西观看，不料。
Moses looked around and unexpectedly
怎么荆棘被火烧着没有烧毁呢？
He saw a bush with fire, but yet although the bush was on fire, it did not burn up.
这是他一生的转捩点。
And this burning bush was,
这个不料就是他跟神接触的那个点。
This unexpected witness of a burning bush was a watershed event in the life of Moses.
摩西他一生有三个阶段。
We know that the life of Moses can be divided into three stages.
前40年他用他自己的意志活过来。
In the first 40 years, Moses lived according to his own will.
但是他是有自觉的人。
But we know that he was a man of principle.
有自觉，他是神的选民。
And he was also aware that he was part of God's chosen people.
我们知道的是40岁的时候，他就出去要救他的百姓啊。
We know that when he turned 40,He went out to save his own people.
他认为别人会了解他。
He thought others would understand him.
他认为别人会因为他离开王宫牺牲而得到别人的肯定。
He thought that simply because he had left the palace, left his luxurious life to come out to save his people, others would recognize his sacrifice and choose him as a leader.
他认为大家会因为他的牺牲而得到感动。
He thought that people would be compelled by the sacrifice he had made.
但是没有。
But they were not compelled.
不但讲一句好话都没有，反而来损他。难道谁立你当我们的审判官吗？
Not only did the Israelites not praise him, but instead they rebuked him by saying,Who selected you to be our judge?
他做最大的牺牲，但是得到的是最冷漠的否定。
So at age 40, Moses made a great sacrifice, perhaps the greatest sacrifice he ever made, and yet all he got was a very cold reception.
你可以想象他从埃及逃到米甸，那个不是短的路啊！一路上他在想什么？
And we can imagine during his escape.And that was quite a long journey going from Egypt, to the desert.
接下来的40年，如果我们看他的生活的话，是自我放逐、自我放弃的。
And we can imagine what must have gone through his mind. And the 40 years that followed, he was practically living in exile, in self-imposed exile.
第二章的第十六节，他是到米甸去居住，他是住在那里了。
In chapter 2, verse 16, it says that here,Moses went and lived in Midian.
后来21节他就被遭罪到人家家里面了。
And in verse 21, here says, Moses agreed to stay with the man who gave him his daughter Zipporah. 21
节是摩西甘心与那人同住。如果你同样的你看那个创世纪就九章就知道，就是说你去他那边住，他给你吃喝，但是你是属于这个家的人。
So here 21, Moses agreed to stay with the man. Therefore, we know that Moses was the one who married into this family.
所以小孩不是他的。
The kids are not considered to be his.
他生了两个小孩。
He had two kids.
这两个小孩有没有割礼啊？
And these two kids were not circumcised.
没有。
No.
在当时如果他遇到了以色列人这两个小孩要打死的。
And at that time, had Moses ran into other Israelites, the two kids had to be executed.
因为创世纪十七章神跟摩西那个亚伯立约，你的小孩八天就要受割礼，不受割礼要从以色列民剪除打死。
Because in Genesis chapter 17,Abraham made a covenant of circumcision with the Lord, and the law is that The child had to be circumcised within 7 days, otherwise this child shall be removed from the tribe of Israel.
选民跟不是选民的区别就在这里。
And this is the difference between those who were chosen and those who were not.
所以以色列人在旧约里面呢，他讲外邦就是不洁净的那些，像大卫啊，跟说那些没有受割礼的怎么来骂神的百姓？
And therefore, in the Old Testament, we see the people of Israel often use uncleanliness to describe the Gentiles, those who have not been circumcised. We see this with King David. So the two children of Moses, they are not considered to be Israelites. Why? Because Moses had married into another family. He did not take in a wife, but instead the kids.
40年之后他有没有一只羊啊? 没有。
The kids belonged to his wife's family. And after 40 years in the desert, Moses did not even have one goat to his name.
不像雅各啊。不像雅各,我们看第三章第一节就知道。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 1.
他还是牧养他的岳父米甸祭司耶特罗的羊群。
After 40 years, Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian.
他没有自己的羊。
He had no flock to his name.
他没有自己的小孩。
He had no children to his name.
他这两个孩子不是他的。
Those two kids did not belong to him.
是他生的，但是不是， 因为他本身是以色列人啊。
They were born of him.
这两个孩子没有割礼啊。
But the two kids were not circumcised.
然后呢， 40年之后， 神召他出来了。
And after 40 years, God called out to him.
神用很大的力量把他重新让他出来。
God used great strength to call out Moses.
他现在手里拿着神迹的杖，十七节，四章十七节。
So in chapter 4, verse 17, Moses had a staff that was given to him by God.
但是问题没有解决。
But the problem was not solved.
他可以离开家就到埃及去吗？ 去救百姓吗？
Can Moses just walk away from home and go back to Egypt to save his own people?
不可以啊。
No.
为什么？
Why?
因为他有个岳父啊，岳父，因为他是娶到这个家庭来，所以要岳父同意啊。
Because he had married into his father-in-law's family, and therefore he was not the head of the household, and in order for him to leave, he had to get approval from his father-in-law.
18节。
Verse 18.
如果你念下去，这不是平常，一个丈夫你娶太太这样的很平常的家庭所做的事情。From
verse 18 and onward, we know that this is not something a normal husband back in those days would have to do.
如果先生你要，比如说你台湾来，你要回台湾，你要不要打电话给你岳父说，我可以回台湾吗？
And for example, let's say you're from Taiwan and you want to go back there to visit your family. Would you normally pick up the phone and call your father-in-law, ask for his approval?
打电话给岳父说，是不是容我回去看看我家人还活着？
And would you have to call your father-in-law and ask him, could you allow me to go back to see my family members to see if they're still alive?
有礼貌的会说， 岳父啊，我们下个礼拜要全家回去哈，通知一声嘛。
And those who are polite, they would give notice. Oh, Father, we're going back next week to Taiwan.
摩西怎么说呢？
But how does Moses ask?
他对他的岳父这么说。
This is what he said to his father-in-law.
求你容我回去，见我在埃及的弟兄，看他们呢。 还在不在？ 这个你没有感觉很奇怪吗？
And here Moses asked his father-in-law, please allow me to return to Egypt to see if my brothers are still alive. Isn't that strange?
似乎四十年都不晓得 他们活还是死啊。当然那时候没有 email 也没有电话了。
Of course, after 40 years, he did not know his brothers were still alive or dead. Obviously, back then, they didn't have phones or emails.
连他们死活都不知道。
He didn't even know whether or not they were still alive.
现在才要回去看看。
But now he's about to go back to see.
他的岳父说,
his father-in-law said,
你可以平平安安地去吧。
You may go in peace.
摩西有没有讲百分之百的实话?
And did Moses tell him the truth?
你可以说一半，但是呢，是不是最主要目的是看他们死活？不是，是神叫他回去救百姓。他有没有讲啊？他不敢讲，他没有讲，因为你要救百姓的话，你就回不来了。
You can say that Moses only told his father-in-law a half-truth because his other true purpose of going down there was to save God's people. And if that was the case, it is likely that he was never going to come back to Midian. But if he had told that to his father-in-law would not approve of his journey.
40 年他几乎把自己放弃了。
So for that 40 years, Moses simply let himself go.
连他要回家看看那个弟兄们还活着不活着，还要问一下岳父看可不可以、啊。
And we see here a man of such low status, he even had to ask his father-in-law for approval just so he can go home to see whether or not his brothers were alive.
其实那只是假借名义啊，真正的是神要他回去。
But of course, we knew that was just an excuse. The true purpose was.For God to, the true purpose was for God.
我们所看到的就是一个有心为神工作的人，他下到这种场合啊。
And we see here someone who had made a determination to serve God.
但是在这个时候，神来了。
But at that moment, God came.
在烧着的火烧着的荆棘里面。
And again, in the form of a burning bush.
神显大异象。
God.Appear to him,
这时候让他不料。
And that was another unexpected event.
因为这个大异象。
And because of this vision,
让他看到神是在荆棘里。
God showed Moses that he was in the bush.
所以当他到申命记在那个申命记的时候。
And in the book of Deuteronomy,
他在最后在祝福每一个支派的时候。
When Moses was blessing every tribe,
他祝福到那个约瑟的时候。
When Moses was blessing Joseph,
33章第16节。
Chapter Deuteronomy, chapter 33, verse 16.
他在讲描写神的时候。
When Moses was describing God,
神在这里不是住在天上。
Here he did not describe God as living in heaven.
不是在荣耀的宝座上。
He did not describe God as one who sits on a glorious throne.
神也不在圣殿里面。
He did not describe God as one who dwells in a palace.
也不是在那个包金的月柜上。
And not one who is in this gold-covered, gold-foiled ark.
神也不是在荣耀中显现。
And God did not appear to him in this glorious form.
神在哪里?
Where was God?
神住在荆棘中。
God dwelt in the burning bush.
神住在荆棘中，在这里面，这里就可以了。
God dwelt in the bush.
在荆棘里是神住的地方。
And in the bush where God dwelt.
所以让他的心改变了。
And this vision changed his mindset.
所以不料他看到神的大异象。
And unexpectedly, Moses saw a vision of God.
在他侍奉的生活上面，这是一个转折。
And we know that in his service to the Lord, this was a turning point.
他爱神的心还在。
He still loved God.
所以凡事互相效力。
And all things work together.
你爱神
，You love God，
再多的不料
，And perhaps you'll encounter more unexpected things，
对你都是有益处的。
But all of these things will be good for you.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
389首。
Let us kneel down and pray and give thanks to the Lord.